Here's a thought I'll title The Grandiloquently Refulgent Image. And yes, I hope the pun comes through. But just in case it doesn't, the core idea here is this. When someone compliments me on, let's say, my use of Photoshop and exclaim that I'm a really talented digital image manipulator, as can be seen in the subtlety of tones in my image, for example. When someone looks at one of my prints and says it has marvelous composition or a spectacular use of dynamic range, I know I've missed the mark. Such comments are lovely to hear, I suppose, in one sense about my technical mastery of craft or whatever measure of mastery I seem to be exhibiting for these people in the print. But I know I've missed the mark because they're stuck at looking at the print. They can't get past the artifact. Art is supposed to be a window to the world, a window to understanding. As an artifact to art historians, it's an incredibly important end in itself. But for normal people looking at normal artwork, the idea of appreciating artwork is to transcend the artwork and have the artwork bring us in touch with life, with something more important than the artwork, something more important, in our case, than the print. One of my most treasured compliments that I've ever received in photography came from a fellow photographer who had seen my work that was eventually published in my book Made of Steel, of the old garages and machine shops and all of that stuff. And he said that he had to have some work done on his car. He'd blown a tire or something, and he pulled into a garage. And while they were changing his tire, he was walking around looking at the workbench and seeing the tools and the people who were working on the car. And he said, "I saw them in an entirely new light after having seen your work photographing garages and machine shops." That, to me, is a treasured compliment because it means I brought him more in touch with life, with his surroundings, with the human experience. And I treasure his comment far more than one that on the surface might seem like a compliment about my skills in Photoshop or my subtle use of depth of field. Compliments about my photographic artifacts are nice, but they always seem a little shallow compared to the objectives of art making, which to my way of thinking always involve that connection with people and the life that surrounds them, or possibly even our deeper selves.
Copyright 2023, Lenswork Publishing.